Okay, today is Daf Hey. We're on the bottom of Daf Vav. Sorry, the Dalet Amud Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daska Lezeicha Nishmas David Yechiel Michel Ben Yeshua Chaim. Shama should have an Aliyah. So we're at the very bottom of Dalet Amud Beis. Yesterday we had towards the end we discussed as a hekesh. There was a comparison between Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShuas, Chag HaSukkos. So the Gemara said that they did a hekesh. They compared Chag HaShuas to Chag HaMatzos to teach us, just like by Pesach, there's Tashlumim all 7 days. So too by Shavuos, you have Tashlumim for 7 days. So then the Gemara says, okay, El Lamai Hilchus, last line, Lamai Hilchus or Kasri Rachmana L'Chag HaSukkos L'Kshuye L'Chag HaMatzos. Now what's the comparison? Why are they comparing Chag Sukkos to Pesach, Chag HaMatzos, what we call Pesach? What's the hekesh there? The Gemara says, Ma Chag HaMatzos Ta'un Lina, just like by Chag HaMatzos, by Pesach, you have to have a sleepover, you have to sleep over in Yerushalayim, Av Chag HaSukkos Ta'un Lina. So too on Sukkos, you have to sleep over. What's the sleeping over? Rashi says, Ta'un Lina, Leil Cholo Shel Moed. So after the first day of Yontif, you have to sleep over that night, you can't run away. You have to pay for an extra night in the hotel to sleep over till the Chol HaMoed. Right, so Tosos just brings down. Rashi seems to say that it's just one night. You have to sleep one night. Tosos says, who says that? It's a long Tosos here. Who says that means one night? Maybe it means you have to sleep over the entire Yontif, and the one night is the night after Yontif, meaning going into the day eight, which would be after the full Yontif. Right, look at Tosos. Tosos says. First, he says, "Lo sheyolim b'Yerushalayim kol zayin yemei Pesach." Not that you have to sleep in Yerushalayim all 7 days of Pesach. Ula achri yemei Pesach yashkin ve'yelech, and then after Pesach, you get up and go. To bechol duchte dim ravina lino kegon l'shmini tzeres ulu bikurim ulu Pesach sheni v'kol karbonos b'sifri v'parshar ei enochi lo ravina lino yalayla echad. Every place where it says you have to sleep over, it seems to indicate just one day. You have to sleep over just one day. But Tosos towards the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines, 6 lines from the bottom, he quotes the Gemara in Zvachim, he says, Umash Muktzah Sheton Lina Zayin Yemei Pesach Shekulam Chashuvim Kelaila Achas. They're all considered like one day. So there's a Machlokas and Tosos over here as to whether or not the Lina, which would be on Pesach, and then learned over to Sukkos, would be just one day, first day of Chol HaMoed, first night of Chol HaMoed, or the entire 7 days. Okay, so the Gemara then says, okay, we just compared Sukkos to Pesach, just like Pesach you have to sleep over, so to Sukkos you have to sleep over, but where do we know from Pesach that you have to sleep over? The Hasa Minalan. Where do you know that from Pesach? The Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, hey, Upanisa Baboker, V'halachta Lo Halecha. Right, the Pasuk says, B'shalta, you should cook it, achalta, you eat it, Makom Asher Yichar Hashem Lekecha, Bo, Upanisa Baboker, you get up in the morning, right, Rashi says, get up in the morning, V'halachta Lo Halecha. Now, can't get up in the morning and go, can't be Yontif, because you can't travel on Yontif. Right, Rashi says, Panisa Baboker, B'yontif Loka Amakara, you can't do that on Yontif. Right, Sharei Hu Yom Shechayuvo Liros Bazara. That's the day that you have to have the mitzvah. You actually have the mitzvah of Yirah Pnei Hashem Lekecha. You have to come to the Beis HaMikdash. So it says Upanis LeBoker must be the following morning. So you sleep over. Seems to indicate you sleep over that night, and you get up the next morning and you go. Okay. Then the Gemara says V'Tanakama V'Rav Shimon Tashlumin Latzeris Minolhu. So now since we're Tanakama and Rav Shimon, where do they learn that you have this 7 days of makeup time? For Shavuos, right, Rashi says, because they use this pasuk to Dorish Le Haikra LeBal Ta'acher. They use that pasuk to teach us about Bal Ta'acher. Remember, yesterday the whole thing started with Bal Ta'acher. So Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yaakov said, he said Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShuas, Chag HaSukkos. That taught us there the shitas of Bal Ta'acher. So if that's teaching us Bal Ta'acher, they don't have this pasuk available. Both for the case of Lina, also for what we learned yesterday, to teach us that Shavuos has 7 days of a makeup period. Right? So we know Lihu. So they learned it in Nafka Lihu, and we did Tani Rabbi Bar Shmuel. They learned it out from Rabbi Bar Shmuel, this is Rashi born. Right, so they learned it out from Rabbi Bar Shmuel. The Tani, the Bryce has said, Rabbi Bar Shmuel, the Tani Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Amra Torah, the Torah says, Mana Yomim, count days, B'kiddush Chodesh, and then we mekadesh the Chodesh. So I count 30 days, and one of those 30 days becomes Rosh Chodesh. Right? Rashi says, Mana Yomim, Shenemar Ad Chodesh Yomim, like the full Pasuk, Ad Chodesh Yomim, Ad Asher Yitzeh Me'apchem, Ad Chodesh Yomim, B'kiddush Chodesh, and then you mekadesh one of those days, as Rashi says, for Karbonos. You mekadesh one day with Karbonos. So it says you count days are the component parts. one day of those component parts is going to be the day that you bring korbanos. Right? So mana yomim bekidish chodesh, mana yomim count days bekidish atzeres. Count days and you mean kadish atzeres. Right? Also, there's a count for shavuos, 49 days. Mara is going to elaborate more. So count days bekidish atzeres. So look at Rashi again where we left off. He says, kiddush chodesh per karbonos ma chodesh kiddusho echa miminuyav biyom rosh chodesh hu makriven zman hukvalehem echa minayomim shenim al yodam. Basically, one day of its components parts is considered to be a holy day where you bring karbonos. Afatzeres habas karbonoseve echa miminuyav. Atzeres also is a count. There's 49 days. One day of those counting, one day of its component parts is the day that you bring karbonos. So then Gemara is going to say, well, wait a second. So then where's the learn out weeks? The Gemara will say, because you also count weeks. So one week, days is component parts, and week is part of its component parts. So therefore you have a week to do the korbanos. Let's just read that inside. So he says, Amar Torah, mana yom v'kiddush chodesh, mana yom v'kiddush atzeres, ma chodesh l'menuyav, af atzeres l'menuyav. So eim atzeres chad yoma, so say atzeres is one day. Right, you have 49 days. One day would be the day for korbanos. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Atu atzeres yoma maninon, shvui lo maninon. You know, atzeres, you only count days, you don't count weeks. There's two parts to the count. One's the day, one's the week. So a week is a component part. So just like a week is a component part, so to the karbonos, it's like a ratio. It's 1 to 30, 7 to 49. Right? So you have a week. You have a week to bring the karbonos. So the Gemara says, Atu atzeres yoma maninon, shvui lo maninon. Va'amamar, then we learn, Mitzvah l'mimnei yomei, u'mitzvei l'mimnei shavui. Look back to Gemara Menachos, but this is also a mitzvah to count weeks. Question about Bizman Hazeh, which one's the Raisa, either the Raisa. Va'od, and also, Chag, I'm going to pronounce this correctly, Chag, Shavuos Ksiv. It's called the Festival of Weeks. Not Shavuos, Shavuos are oaths. Shavuos is the Festival of Weeks. It's called that, it's called Shavuos, which means you have, the component part of Shavuos is weeks. So you'll have this extra, therefore he learns from there, that even though the holiday is one day, you have 7 days, you have the extra time, the makeup dates, to bring the karbanos. Therefore, he won't have to learn it out from Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos, and he can learn out from Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaSukkos, Chag HaShavuos, he can learn out what he learned before about Baal Ta'acher. And he's not stuck with this. The question is, well, where did he learn the Lina from, though? Because Lina was also, it was the Hekesh. Oh, he says, okay. Lina is
still going from Penisa B'Boker. That doesn't change.
But Penisa B'Boker was only with Pesach. And then they learned that they had a Hekesh from Pesach. But he's not learning that because he's joining Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaSukkos, Chag HaShavuos for Baal Ta'acher. That's a little confused. There's this interesting Tosos. Amar Torah, Mana Yomim Kiddush Chodesh, Mana Yomim Kiddush Atzeres. So Gemara says, actually the Gemara Menachos uses this logic to deal with the machlokas between the Tzdukim and the Prushim about when Shavuos is supposed to fall out. Right, the Tzdukim say that Shavuos always calls out. It always falls out on a Sunday. So Tosa says, "Ki hay gavna amrinam b'menachos perek Rabbi Yishmael gavi baitusim." The baitusim shahayu omer matzeres la'achar Shabbos. They said that Shavuos is always after Shabbos. The yolif lo Rabbi Yeshua argued with them. Mihad the Amr Torah. From that, what the Torah says here, mana yomim v'kiddush chodesh. You count days and then you merkadish the month. Mana yomim, count days, the kaddish atzeres. And then we kaddish atzeres. So it's a comparison between counting for the Rosh Chodesh and counting for Shavuos. He says, ma chodesh she samuch libiyoso nikar, af atzeres she samuch libiyoso nikar. Just has to be recognizable. And he explains, kolomar, libiyos kashbono nikar me emesai hiskel limnos. You have to be able to know from where you began to count. And if you, the hainu, mitisha ve'esrim yom, mishas mol alavana, just like by Rosh Chodesh, you know exactly when you started to count. It was 29 days plus, right? Whatever the amount of chalakim that there are. So it's a set time that you count. So to Shavuos, you have to start from a set time. But according to the Baitusim, there's no set time to start counting. Sometimes it'll be on the different days. Sometimes it'll be 50 days, sometimes 51 days, 52 days. There's no set time when you count because you're always based on Shabbos night, Motzi Shabbos. It says the Hainu biyom Shisha Asar. If you go like the Purushim, then you have a set time, the 16th day of the month of Nisan, right? B'chodesh mimacharos yom tov harishon. She'im mamtinin ad achar Shabbos, Bereishis. If you wait till after the full week, Ein shum heker yom kavua. There's no set day from when you start to count. Pa'amim shematrim nos b'yudvav. Sometimes you'll count on yudvav.
Oh, working backwards.
Right. Pa'amim, yeah, but sometimes it's not going to be the same day every time. They're saying that when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, it's going to be the same. It's 29 days beforehand. For the way we do it for Sfiras Omer, it's 50 days beforehand. Then it could be, you count on the 16th, you can count on the 17th, sometimes on the 18th, sometimes on the 19th. So therefore, you said this drasha is actually used to refute the tzedukim and the Gemara and Menachos. Okay.
So the answer to your question is
Chagiga. Sorry, say again.
Tosfos Chagiga.
Yeah.
Has asked that question of how do you make the hekesh from Lina?
Okay.
On any of the
other. Tosfos asked that.
Yep.
He says Ayin Sham, or gives an answer in the notes.
No, look over there.
Look over there. Okay. Tosfos Chagiga where?
Yudzayin Amar Aleph.
Okay. Shkoyach. Okay. Good. Right, Daf Yomi, as long as someone asks the question, you're okay, and they know you understood. The answer isn't the secondary.
Well, the answer will be fine.
Right.
Just
gotta
look at it.
Okay, so the Gemara says, fine. So now, the Gemara asks, before we gave a list of karbanos, that if you don't bring them on time, you violate Baal Ta'acher. Right, we said, Tanu Rabban on the bottom of Dalam Abayz, Chayivei Dahdamim, Va'arochim, Va'charamim, Va'akdeshos, Chatos, Hashamos, Olo, Shlomim, Stakos, Maishos, Bechor Maiser, U'Pesach. Pesach is also included in Baal Ta'achar. The Gemara says, U'Pesach bar mikre biragolim hu? You can bring the Korban Pesach other days. Like, the idea of Baal Ta'achar means, if I didn't bring it this time, I have a couple more opportunities to bring it, so I'm not, how it works, but I'm not violating Baal Ta'achar, I can bring it later. Korban Pesach, you bring it at a different time? That can't be. Pesach, Zimna Kavile. Pesach has a set time, right? Rashi says, "HaPesach bar mikra v'ragolim hu dekamar leitan le'el v'val ta'achar v'shlosh ragolim v'ra'inu yochel akrivu elu b'yidah b'nisan." There's a set time. It can only be born on the 14th day of Nisan. So what does it mean? If you don't bring it in the 14th of Nisan, you can then bring it on Shavuos? You can bring it on Sukkos? How does that work? Right? Pesach zimna kvile, I akrive akrive, v'lo akrive, itchile, it gets pushed off. It only gets pushed off the Pesach Sheni if there's a reason for, like, you were tamei, where you were b'dal yerachachoka, but just because I forgot, you can't bring the Korban Pesach on the next time. So Amar Chizda said, no, you're right. Pesach kedei naspa. Pesach was just included, thrown in, because oftentimes throughout Shas, the Chor, Mais, and Pesach, they always go together as a unit. They have similar halachos in the Korbanos that we say every morning. The Chor, the Mais, and the Pesach always they're lumped together. So today they are lumped together. But Einach Nami right. There's no issue. There's no idea of bringing the Korban Pesach in a different yontif, because you can't. It's that time on Yudal Nisan. The Gemara then says, Rav Sheshes Amar, no, what does it mean, Pesach? My Pesach? Pesach means Shalmei Pesach, Shlomim of Pesach. What's that? Rashi says, Shalmei Pesach, B'shelo Kara Bismano. So you had animal A, and you weren't makriv it on Yudal Nisan. Sha'avad, because it got lost. Right? So I lost animal A, we saw this all throughout the Gemara Pesachim. Right? V'nischaper ba'acher. So you ended up bringing another carbon, and then what happens? You found the first one, right? So the first one becomes a carbon shlamim. So that carbon shlamim im achar gimel regolim over. So I have animal A, which is supposed to be my carbon pesach. I lost it, and I was makar animal B as my carbon pesach, and then I found animal A. Animal A now flipped into a shlamim. So that carbon has three. You have three. You have. You're not violating Baal Ta'achar unless you don't bring it within three Yom Tovim. But the Gemara says, wait a second, Ihach, if that's the case, Hainu Shlamim. A Korban Pesach that's left over turns into a Shlamim. And that's already on the list of Shlamim. So Shlamim type A and Shlamim type B, they're both Shlamim. So why do I have to list both? So the Gemara says, oh no, maybe you would say as follows. V'tani Shlamim Haboyim Achmas Pesach, V'tani Shlamim Haboyim Achmas Atzman. The Gemara does list both Shlamim. A Shlamim that comes due to the fact from a Korban Pesach, and a shlamim, that's a regular shlamim. Because sakadai techamiyana, I might have thought, or one might have thought, hoel umachmas pesach ka'asu. Since this animal A is coming because it's a korban pesach, since it's coming from the power of a korban pesach, so therefore it gets the din of a pesach. Ki pesach damu. It would get the same din as a pesach, and you would only have that yomtiv. Right? I lost it on yudalid. I found something else. I used something else. I found it later on that day. Havamina would be, oh, since it's a shlamim, haba, machmas pesach, it gets the same rules as a korban pesach, and therefore you'd have to shecht it, you'd have to bring it that yontif. You'd only have one holiday, you wouldn't have more, you know, the three in order to do Baal Ta'acher. So, kamash malon, that's not the case. Kamash malon, that is not true. It's just a din of a regular korban shlamim, and you're not violating baal ta'acher until you pass three regalim. So why don't you just mention that korban shlamim? Right, that's, I understand why you have to just mention the shlamim boim akvas pesach. That one is you have three holidays. So of course, with a regular korban shlamim, you have three holidays.
How are you going to say that?
You say pesach shlamim boim akvas pesach. No, you have it in the pesach already. When they said pesach, the word pesach meant shlamim boim akvas pesach.
If you just said Pesach without
Shlomo. You know, but that's what Gemara said. It can't be a Korban Pesach. Because Korban Pesach
saying, you said, why do they have to mention
Shlomo? Right.
You just mentioned the Pesach Shlomo.
Correct.
But it just said Pesach.
Correct. But we established, according to Rav Sheshes, Pesach means Shalmei Pesach. It means the leftover Pesach. So if that Korban the Shlomo is mentioned, and that's Bol Machbas Korban Pesach, and still gets three holidays, then a regular Shlomo should also get three holidays. You know. Okay, maybe it's not such a good question. I don't know. All right. So Gemara says, Mina Hani Mili. So Mina Hani Mili, what was that going on? Akol Hanach the Tanya B'masnisa Le'el Ikabak Ta'achar. That whole list that we had from Dalet Amud Aleph from the bottom, going over to Dalet Amud Beis, of all the lists of the Korbanos and all the lists of items that you have problems about Ta'achar, where do we know that? It was just stated out, right? We just said, it is Tanarban, Chayav Eidamim, Varachim, Charamim, Hagdeshos, etc. Leket Shichla Peya, came into Avralav Shlosh Regolim over Baal Ta'acher. So where do you get that from? What's the source? Now the Gemara says, Minani Mili. So the Tanarabanan, we have another Brisa. The Brisa quotes the Pasuk, right? The Pasuk is, Kisidor Neder LaHashem Elokecha. If you take a vow to Hashem, your God, Lo Ta'acher, L'Shamo, don't delay to pay up, Lo Ta'acher, L'Shamo, Kidaroshi Roshana, because Hashem Lokecha, Hashem your God, will request it from you, Me'imach, Me'imach, if you don't do it, you'll have a sin. So what the Gemara does is it parses the words of each of the Pasuk, and each word goes on to, each word is used to explain one of the cases that we brought down in the previous Brisa. So this Brisa has to go hand in hand with the previous Brisa. The Tanar Banan, Ki Sidor Neder. So that's if I take a neder. If I take a neder and I say, Hare alai, it's incumbent upon me to bring a korban. So Gemara says, Einli ela neder. That's only if I do hare alai. Nedava minayin. A nedava is a little different. A nedava means if I say, I'm going to bring this korban. Hare alai obligates me. Hare alai obligates me to bring this specific korban. Right? That's the difference between neder and nedava. So the pasuk only says neder is a problem about ta'achar. I don't know, nedava also is a problem about ta'achar. Nedava minayin. Nemer kan neder, because it says in this pasuk neder, but nemer lahalan neder. And there's another pasuk that says nemer, right? Another pasuk that says neder. There it says im neder o nedava. That's it says im neder o nedava zevach korbano. So it says, since it says nedava with neder in one pasuk, when it says neder here, we're going to bring the nedava along with it as well. See that they're a unit, right? So it says right minayin nedava minayin nemer kan neder, but nemer lahalan im neder o nedava ma lahalan nedava imo. Afka nedava imo. So now we have neder and we have nedava. Then the pasuk says, "Hashem Elokecha," to Hashem your God. Elu. These are the cases where you say, "I'm going to bring damin." Damin means I'm going to bring the value of somebody, which is the true value of somebody. Ha'erachin goes according to the table. There's a value based on tables. V'acharamim. What's the charamim? So all these things are in Rashi says they're called kedushei bedek habayis. They all go to Hashem. The kohanim get nothing in it. So those come from L'Hashem Elokecha, the Damim, Ayrachim, and Haramim, the Ha'ateshah, so the thing that you're mocking, sorry. Then the Pasuk says, Lo Sa'achar L'Shalmo, do not delay in paying it. So who, the Lo Chilufav? There's only Baal Ta'achar for it, not for something, not for what it's flipped into. Or Lo Chilufav, well, Gemara will have to explain that. Ki Daroshid Roshenu, Hashem will be Darsh, will demand of it from you. Elu Chatos V'Hashamos, Elu chatos v'ashomos, olos v'shlamim. These are chatos, v'shomos, olos v'shlamim. These are kabanos that you have obligations to bring. Right? Rashi says, Elu chatos v'ashomos, shehein nidroshin mimcha. Hashem is going to demand them from you. Why? Shrechovahim mutalim alecha. It's obligatory. You did an aveira. You have to bring a korban chatos. You did a certain aveira. You have a suffix. You have to bring a korban asham. Then it says, the olos v'shlamim. Well, olos v'shlamim are voluntary korbanos. So what's Olos and Shlomim doing here? Rashi says, he's going Olos Re'iya v'shamei Chagiga. These Olos and Shlomim they're talking about here are the obligatory. The Olos that you bring when you come to Beis HaMikdash, the Shlomim that you bring for the Korban Chagiga, Shehein Chovim. Chova, the Ilu, the Neder, and the Dava, Bereish, the Korek Sivi. But when it comes to like shlomim that you just want to bring voluntarily, that's already included in the nether and the nava, because that's we already had that. So all those shlomim here, Rashi is talking about the obligatory karbanos. Sorry, Tosfos argues, but go with Rashi. Then the pasuk says, Hashem Elokecha, you give to Hashem Elokecha, Elu tzedakos, that's if you take a nether to give tzedakah, umasros ubechor, you give a maaser ubechor. Rashi says, Hashem Elokecha, eat tzedakos umasros, deha kra yisiruhu, this is extraneous pasuk, dehavi lemichtov, ki darosh yirushena, that he'll demand it of you, dekvar Hashem kasa lumayla, what is it, darosh yirushena or Hashem Elokecha? The whole pasuk says, ki tidor nether la Hashem Elokecha. So it means Hashem Elokecha is going to be dark, so it's extra. Right? Kvar Hashem Kasun the Malad Mikra. So Nidras Bey, we're going to learn from it, Lasuye, to include Tzedakos Umaisros. And they take out Bechor in Rashi here. Shekasuv Behem Sham, Ze Ulechoti at Tzedaka, Lutnei Hashem Elokecha, Beachat Lutnei Hashem Elokecha, Maisa Lancha. Hashem Elokecha is repeating the Pesukim about those items. So Hashem Elokecha comes to include, Tzedakos Umaisros or Bechor. Okay. Then the pasuk says, "Me imach, or me amcha." Ze leket shichropeya. That's leket shichropeya. Marcel, what do you mean leket shichropeya? There's a problem of bal ta'acher. Leket shichropeya. You have to leave it right there on the spot. But how does that work? Leket shichropeya. And Rashi says, "Me amcha ze leket shichropeya. Shein chelko shel ani. They belong to the ani. The ksiv be es ha ani imach. So imach. Look at leket shichropeya. But how does that work with leket shichropeya?" Right, there's no. What do you mean? I have leket shichropeya. I have three yom tovim to give it. When I
that's nice, that
we said yes,
right?
Yes, if, first of all, if you for
shichros on the spot.
No, if you brought to your house for whatever reason, let's say you didn't leave in the field and brought to your house, and then you still decide you know that you're going to rectify. Or if there's no ani there.
Right. So it must be that there's no. That's Tosfos says. Tosfos says there's no ani there. Right, there's no one there, so there's no one around, so you bring it into your house, right? You bring it into your house and then you have to give it out, make sure you give it out to an ani within the next three months. Right, Rashi says that
three yontes,
right? I think it's Tosfos Tzedakos Umaisros says that. Okay. Fine. Then it says Vahaya Bakhit, if you don't do it, there'll be a sin. The lo be korban chachet, but not in the korban chachet, which basically means you violated Baal Ta'acher, but that animal is still kosher. It's not a psul in that korban. Okay. So Gemara says, Amar Mar, we're just going to go through that price. So again, it says, Lo Ta'acher L'Shalmo. You know, do not delay in paying up your obligation. L'Shalmo. Hu V'lo Chilufav. You have to make sure you pay it within the three holidays, but not its Chilufim, not what it was switched into. So Chilufe Mai. What do you mean not Chilufe? Ichelupe olo shlamim mikrav kariv. So if it is the chelupe of an ola, let's say for example, I lost my ola. I have another ola. So why would that not, that has a full-fledged status of an ola? That would be, you have three yom tovim to bring it. But you're not violation until three yom tovim pass. The ichelupe chatos, and if that happens with the korban chatos, well if you lose your korban chatos, then you find it, well that's chatos and his kapra violin b'achera, that's a chatos, there's seven chatos, that die. So what would be your havamina to say it? You know that it has to die. Ichlu bechatos lemisa. Rashi says, ichlu bechatos shekipru ba'alea mechamesh chatos hamesos. It's from the five chatos hamesos. Upshita de lovar lebo ta'acher. It's partially that you're not going to violate ba'al ta'acher with that one. Can't even bring it as a korban to begin with. You got to lock it up and let it die. So what does it mean, chilupe? So, ichlu bechatos lemisa azla. Ela my chilufav. It's chilupe toda. It's the flip of a toda. Rashi says, "Ukegon shenis arva berishona." Right, you have the idea that your korban toda gets mixed together. The kaimalam Rashi says, "Al zevah hatoda chalos hatoda tuna lechem below chlipa below trumasa tuna lechem." What happens is the korban chata, the korban toda comes with 40 loaves of bread. Right, 40 loaves of bread. You have to bring it along with it. But if I make my korban, if I do tamura, which I'm allowed to, and therefore the toda now has there's now kedushas toda on a second animal. That animal has to be brought as a korban toda, but doesn't get the 40 loaves. Also, if I separate a korban toda and I lose it, then I find the first one, and then I put aside another one, and I find the first one, and I mock the first one, that gets the loaves, but the second one doesn't get the loaves. They don't have to bring the 40 loaves. But back in the Gemara, So the Gemara says, right, Elo Maichi Lufav Chilufei Toda. The Tani, we learned, the Tani Rabbi Chiya, Toda Shenis Arva B'Tmurasa. So you have the carbon Toda, right, so animal A, gets mixed up with its Tmura, with animal B. The Nesa Achas Mehen. And one of them dies. I don't know which one's which. Right? So Chaverta Ein Latakana. You can't be makir of the second one. You can't do anything. Hechilave, what am I supposed to do? Likrava, the likrav lechem bahadeh, I should be makrav it and bring the loaves of bread with it. Dilma tmurihi, maybe it's the second one, and now let it bring the breads with it. Likrave below lechem, so I should makrav it without the breads. Dilma todahi, maybe it's the actual korban todah, and therefore you have to bring it with the loaves of bread. Vakeva, the lav basakravihi, so therefore the Gemara says, that's what's talking about chilufa. It's saying, so that extra one doesn't have bal ta'acher, because if it gets mixed up, you don't know which one is which. You can't be makir of it. So Gemara says, wait a second, I can't be makir of it. Then I know I don't have a problem with bal ta'acher. I can't bring it. It's the same thing as the chata shemesa. Yeah. So the Gemara says, v'ha keva delav bas hakrovihi krolim ute lamali. Why don't you apostle to exclude it? If I can't be makir of this korban tota, there cannot be a problem with bal ta'acher, because I'm not allowed to bring it on the mizbeach. So what? But it's nonsensical to talk about bal ta'acher. So the Gemara says, so Amar Rav Sheshes, okay, what does it mean, chilufav? Lo'olam l'mu'ute chilufa ola v'shlamim. Comes to exclude chilufe olo shlamim. Aye, we just said that chilufe olo shlamim are olo shlamim, and therefore they should have the full-fledged status of a karbon. So the Gemara says, l'hachav ma'eskinon, what's the case we're dealing with? Kigon, so I have animal A. She'avru lav shnei rogolim. So I have animal A, and I have Pesach passed, and then Shavuot is passed, and now what happens? V'humam, and now we got a mum. So I have a mum, so what do? I redeem it. V'chilulu al acher, I redeem it, and now I put the dusha onto animal B. V'avar alav regal acher, and then I don't bring it on Sukkos. So chsalka daita chamina, one might have thought, hoel mikoa kamaika ase, since it's a derivative of the first animal we already passed two yom tovim, and now with this third animal you pass yom tov number three, so I violate bal ta'acher, right? So I mean, a hole we call a kamaka. I see command the avrol of gimrul golem dami kamash malan. That what kamash malan is that you reset the count. The count gets reset when you machal it onto the new animal.
You got to pass.
What?
Because the animal got hurt. You got to pass.
You got three more times. Yeah, you got three more times. But it doesn't mean you're doing the right thing by delaying. It just means you didn't violate bal ta'acher. You're still supposed to do this, and I say, to fulfill your nadarim right away. Ula Rabbi Meir, the Amar came and she'avar lav regal achas over bal ta'acher, ma'ikle meimar. But according to Rabbi Meir, who says you violate bal ta'acher when one yantip passes, so what case do we have here? Our case is I had it for two yamim tovim, got a mum, and that's the third yantip. What about him? How does that work for him? He says, Amar Rabba, hachamai skina, kigon shehumam betocha regal, v'chilulu, v'avar lav regal. So his case would be simple. I made a neder to bring this. It comes to Sukkos, and I didn't bring it on the first day, I didn't bring it on the second day, I didn't bring it on the third. On the fourth day, it got a mum. So you would think, Hakomai Skina going to Hum Betocha Regal, Bechilu, and then the Avral Abaregal. And now I didn't bring it the rest of Yontif. Oh, I'm in violation of Bata Acher, because I didn't bring it. Mar says, no, Sakadai Chami, Ho, Kamaik Asi, Kamanda Avale Kule Regal Dami, Kamashwan, know that since you didn't go through the entire Yontif, you didn't violate Bata Acher. The only way you violate bal ta'acher is as if you passed the entire yontif with an obligation to bring this animal, and you didn't. This animal only became kodesh on the third day of Chol HaMoed. So you would have thought, oh, since it comes from the power of the first animal, it gets the status of the first animal, therefore you violate bal ta'acher. Kamash Mo'an, no, chilufav do not have bal ta'acher. Chilufav, he would only violate bal ta'acher, I guess, after Pesach, because he has one. He, according to Rabbi, you have one yontif. Then the Brisa said, for the Pasuk, v'haya b'chochit. If you violate bal ta'acher, the sin is on you, v'lo b'korban chochit, and not in the korban. Meaning that the korban itself, I guess you can still bring it. Meaning, let's say three yom tovim passed, and you didn't bring it, you violate bal ta'acher. There's no psul in the korban, you should still bring it. It'd still be hukrav on the mizbeach. The Gemara says, really? V'hame hacha nafka? We learned that from here, from the Pasuk of v'haya b'chochit, but mida achirim nafka. We learned it from achirim. Achirim again is from Meir, right? We learned it from the Chayrim. One second. The Tanya, we have a Brisa that says as follows. Achayrim omrim, the Chayrim say, Yochul ye bechor, she'avar shnaso kipsulei hamikdashim v'yiposel. Maybe you would think that a bechor, the mitzvah of the bechor, is to bring in its first year. Right? Rashi says she'avar shnaso mitzvaso b'tok shnaso shne'amar lifnei Hashem akecha tochlem shana v'shana. So you would have thought that maybe if the year passes by, you don't bring the car, don't bring the bechor, you can't bring it anymore. Talmud Omar v'achalta lifnei Hashem akecha. Ma'asar digancha tirashcha v'yitzarecha u'bikaros b'karcha v'tzoncha. Makish b'chol the ma'aser is a hekish the b'chor to ma'aser. My ma'aser ain't on nivshal mishana l'chaverta. A b'chor ain't on nivshal mishana l'chaverta. Just like ma'aser, if I don't eat it that day, I don't bring it, right? If I don't bring the ma'aser, well really it's 3 years, but if I don't bring the ma'aser that year, that doesn't mean I don't bring the ma'aser next year. Next time you go up, take the ma'aser that you owed last time. You know, it's an IOU, you have to pay it. So just like the ma'aser doesn't get puzzled. And but if you missed 1 year, you have to bring it the next year. So to the Bechor, it doesn't become puzzle if you missed it. You have a mitzvah obligation to bring it the first year. If you don't, it, you violated the commandment. But the animal is fine. So to all animals. Just because you violated something doesn't mean there's a psul now in the animal. So why are you learning it from B'ayav HaChet? We can learn it out from Acherim. So Itzrich, we need both Limudim. Sakadai Dechamina, I would have thought that you bring by the Bechor, you would have to bring it, even if you violated the mitzvah of not bringing it within its first year. Because that doesn't come for kapara. It's only yom matana. Rashi says, hartzah im le kapara im le daron. It's not come. Oh, it's neither. It's not a kapara. It's not a voluntary offering. It's just an obligatory offering to bring the bechor, but it doesn't accomplish anything for you. There's no kapara for you. So therefore, so therefore, if it goes beyond the time, who cares? You just bring it because there's no impact on you. So the bnei hartzah ema lo lirtzu. Maybe you would say that they would not accomplish their goal of giving you kapara. Let's say I have a korban chatas. I had to bring a korban chatas, and I set it aside, and I violate baal ta'acher. So the havmir would have been, well, you violate baal ta'acher. This animal can no longer provide you with kapara. So I need another pasuk to tell you that if I bring that, even after 5 yom tovim, and I bring that animal, I still fulfill my obligation of the korban chatas. You violated baal ta'acher in the meantime. Okay, but I still brought my korban chatas for that sin that I had to bring it. Had we just learned it from bechor, I would have thought that only bechor you can bring even after the time elapses because there's no kapara aspect. But a korban chatas or other korbanos that are present to Hashem, maybe you wouldn't be able to bring after the time elapsed. Kamash Milan, that you still can bring it. That's why I need both. I need both limudim. The Gemara says, you can go a little further. Nothing on mine. Vakati, right? Vakati still be the ben azai nafka. We learned this out from ben azai that you can that just because you violated an isser, the carbon is still valid. We've been ben azai nafka. The Tanya, we have a brisa that says ben azai omer oso. Right, right. This is the pasuk that says. No, it's fine. We have plenty of time. We'll go to the Tanarabon. Right, the pasuk says by pickle. It says, "Him im heyachol yechel v'vaser zevach shlamim b'yom hashlishi lo yiratzeh makriv oso." So again, pigul is ends up. You have machshava to do something to the carbon chutz lizmano. The carbon is pasul. The carbon is pasul. All different rules, but it says lo yiratzeh makriv oso. The one who's makriv this does not get kapara for if you bring this carbon. Right? Even if you bring this onto the mizbeach, you do not get kapara. So Gemara says, "Tani benazi omer oso." Ma Talmud Lomar. What does it also come to teach us? Lefisha Nehemar, the pasuk says, Lo ta'acher l'shomo. You're not supposed to delay. Right? It's a problem about ta'acher. Shomoya ani af me'achar nidro b'bal yiretzeh. That I see from here that I can still get kapara. Talmud Lomar oso b'lo yiretzeh v'ein me'achar nidro b'lo yiretzeh. In other words, it says, Lo ta'acher l'shomo. So I would think that even if I brought it after the time elapsed, Lo yiratzeh, it wouldn't be acceptable, it wouldn't be accepted. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Oso, only the korban that's pigul does not get you not get ritzui for, you not get kapara for it. But if you bring a korban, a baal ta'acher korban, you would get ritzui from it. So I see already from Ben Azai that even though I violate baal ta'acher, I still bring that korban and I get kapara from that korban. So what do I need? What do I need? Our case of v'hayav b'chait v'lo b'korban cha. So Gemara says. So what is Ela B'chachet? What is, we've changed our drasha. What is Lo Yeh B'chachet? Lo Yeh B'chachet, you're the violation of it. V'lo b'ishtecha chet. But there'll be no sin on your wife. What does that mean? Right? Sakatai dechamina, because you would have thought, ho, the Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, v'itim Rabbi Lazar, ein ishto shel adam mesa, el im kem evakshim en omamon ve'ein lo. A person's wife dies if you don't pay your bills. You don't pay what's due. Right? Ein ishto shel adam mesa, el im kem evakshim en omamon ve'ein lo. You don't pay back what you owe. So you have thought, oh, you don't pay back what you owe with the carbon
alot. The moment that you stole from other people.
Right, so what it says, Shenamar, im ein lecha l'shalem, lama yikach mishipacha mitachtecha. Right, that's a pasuk in Mishlei, right? If you don't have what to pay, why should you be with the one who you lie down with? If you don't pay up, as punishment, your wife dies. So you would say the same thing here. If I don't pay up my obligation of the carbon, that should be one of another case of where there's a problem with my wife. That's what the pasuk says. The chet has been you, but this isn't one of those cases where it would apply to your wife. Okay, we'll stop here. Pick my Tanur Rabbanan tomorrow.